Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, it's actually gorgeous, Chamber of Commerce Day here in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. This is the Power Performance, the show that asks a very simple question. If your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Would people come back maybe a day later or a week later or a month later or a year later? Would people really, you know, come back and see and hear what you do? And would they tell other people about it? Well, the name of the episode today, Class of 2018, The Digital Citizen. We've actually done a show called The Digital Citizen. I think we had Morgan Moya on the show. She must be a junior in college now. Anyway, but we just talked about a generation that really, you know, never looked at magazines, never watched conventional television. That's probably the biggest observation I've made about the class of 2018. You either need to think about them if you're involved, as many of you are, in leadership positions and in consultative positions within the banking marketplace. If you are going to give, you know, advice and consent and come up with creative ways to do this, it is important to think this is either the last of the millennials or the first of Gen Z class 2018. And either way, it is, what do they call it, a waypoint or a watershed moment. And time to really, really rethink some of the things that have, you know, provided a lot of great foundations in the banking marketplace. I mean, what does strategic planning really mean anymore? Is it 5 years out, 2 years out? You know, what was your mobile banking app like 5 years ago? Were you beta testing it? Was it just coming out? It's not an indictment of the marketplace. It's just, I think sometimes the tempo changes. And whether you think this year's graduating class is the last of the millennials or the first of the, what do we call them, Gen Z digital citizens, what is undeniable is the 16th American generation. And just like all the other things that happen on the fourth, like that temple, 1, 2, 3, 4, that fourth turning, that Strauss Howe generational theory, I know people go to conferences. I never want to sound like somebody who's down on conferences because I spoke at over 400 of them. But I heard from a friend this week who said, and this is a place that we love on this show. I reference the financial brand on this show all the time. I've said many times, the last two things I printed out were stories from the financial brand, Jeffrey Pilcher's crew. And that's still true. I have no idea where that printer is or whether I have printer paper here in the studio. There's a single page of paper in this particular studio. I love the financial brand. But a friend of mine told me that one of their speakers at the event, the financial brand's big event each year, I was there last year speaking. How do we put this? The speaker is using some more than colorful language. I don't think profanity has any place in professional culture. And if you go to a conference that is being paid for by your, you know, credit union or your bank or your vendor, you want to make sure that, yes, you can meet people, you can have fun, you can, you know, hear from a lot of great speakers and hear great ideas and stuff like that. And that's great. But there has to be. We have to agree that that's going to be a PG, you know, kind of environment. I'm trying to find out who this person is. But yeah, I never curse. I've never cursed on this show. I never cursed when I was speaking professionally. That was just kind of a just something I was thinking about. But the digital citizen, you know, they trust me. They've seen all kinds of language choices online. What's different about the digital citizen is that as you look ahead to needing a generation of folks who, hey, I don't have 14 grand right now, this Honda Accord, but if you would lend me, you know, if you would pay the dealer, I promise to make the next 60 payments on this car. Okay. The next generation, the digital citizen, I believe is going to change the way you think about strategic planning. It's not 5 years, and I'm not going to tell you it's 5 minutes. I think it's about 2 years. Now, young people that are graduating this May or early June, in my little, you know, empirical circle of friends and families, they always have like a younger sibling, maybe, you know, 2, 3, 4 years younger than them. And they just seem different. They have a different vibe. Never even known a world without, you know, iPads and touchscreen and stuff like that. And whether you are going after the graduating class this year or the graduating class in 5 years, when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you, this is the next big competitive space. Who gets here first will decide who continues to do what they're doing right now, probably do for a long time. There are very few banking brands that have as one of their strategic objectives, let's be out of business by 2025. But history is, you can change with it, or you can get changed by it. This is conference quality information without the expense report. My name is Jason Dyes, and we'll be right back after this. Yikes, I just jumped over on LinkedIn during the break, and NAPQ is out with, I think, three new credit unions, three new members to their brand. Speaking of ascendant brands and things that you must do, would the last person at CUNA be you in our nation's capital or the beautiful city of Madison, Wisconsin? Would you please turn the lights out before you leave? Jim, Molly, somebody, just turn the lights out. I'm just kidding. It will be a 2020-2025 brand, but we're talking about the class of 2018. When they were born, and I've talked to a lot of people, the graduates here were either born in 1999 or the year 2000. And so I went back and looked, hey, what are some cool things that happened technology-wise in 2000? And sure enough, of something called, and it's funny, it's called SoftBank. Japan's SoftBank. This is a technology and communication company that called itself a SoftBank, invented something that was way out there. You couldn't imagine why anybody would even want this, complicating their phone. It was the ability to use your mobile phone as a camera. It was the ability to say, hey, I've got this phone that I talk on sometimes when I'm not at Starbucks or wherever, but now I can take a picture of whatever I ordered at Starbucks. That was 2000. That is the world into which the generation that is graduating this year, the class of 2018, the digital citizen, that is the world they were born into. They don't make jokes about, you know, adjusting the rabbit ears or changing the channels, you know, on the TV, doom, 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 doom. You know, when you had like, what, 7, 8 channels or whatever to, you know, to pick from. They don't make jokes about picking AM or FM radio. You know, I noticed something in the vernacular, the way this generation speaks. I might get into a car, a rental car, and say, okay, how do I set up the Bluetooth so I can listen to my music on my phone? I really don't care what the local stations are here in this city that I'm visiting for an event or whatever. What I found out last week is the class of 2018, because I was with one of the class of 2018 last week, gets into a car that is just fully equipped, gorgeous American car, Ford Mustang 2018, and it's just like Bluetooth. It wasn't set up Bluetooth. It was just a voice command. There was a shorthand to it. There was a hashtagable quality to it, just like the tempo, again, just so fast. I see so many things in that consultant class, you know, that I'm a part of in some ways and was a part of for a long time, selling strategic planning sessions and keynote sessions and things like that. But I just don't know if strategic planning, if it can look past just 2 years. I'm not saying next year your banking marketplace is going to be radically different than it is right now, you know, on May 11th, circa 2018, at 11:11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Texas time, Republic thereof. And this is what Jim Blaine, the most listened to show we've ever had, Jim Blaine called a moment of inflection. And that's what's happening right now. If you don't have the ability to be found by somebody just walking into the living room and saying, Alexa, where is ABC Bank? Alexa, what is my balance? That to me is the next competitive landscape. Voice directed, voice enabled. If you looked at the Super Bowl earlier this year, it was just, it's a competition right now between Alexa and Amazon Echo and I guess Google Voice, and I forgot what Apple calls theirs. I don't know. Years ago, it would have been all Apple all the time. Just again, trends. Before we get out of here, I spoke to a Gen X CEO. I know I made a joke earlier about Kuna, but I'm serious. Every week, it seems like NAFTA is adding. You know, does Kuna put new people on their websites and on their social sites? If they do, I haven't seen one in a while. But I was talking to a Gen X CEO. And when he was a CFO and a CIO and the vice president of vice presidential banking and credit union services, when he was younger, you know, he had to kind of, you know, keep it, what do you call it, political correct. You never say anything bad about Kuna. Hey, Jason, I can't come on your show and talk bad about Kuna, but I'd love to come on your show and talk about this. Now he's a CEO. Generational transformation, generational transition. I mean, it is visible. It is visible if you're paying attention, and it's audible if you're paying attention. The tempo has gone from 60 beats per minute, just day by day. And these are the days of pause. You know, just like everybody does the same stuff. You wake up, you eat breakfast, you go to the grocery store, your kids go to school, you come home, you make dinner, you watch, you know, three channels in PBS and go to bed. Now, there's a generation that has absolutely no memory of that. They are the class of 2018. They are digital citizens. As you plan your year or your strategic planning or whatever, it's actually really simple. If the class of 2018 wants to use it, if their younger siblings want to use it, if it's easy, if it's fast, if there are no barriers, if you prove to them over and over again that there's no security risk, you will be in business forever, because history is, and you can change it, or you can get changed by it. My name is Jason Dias, and until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.
And that's all, folks.